Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you as we head into another summer weekend, but do so after an uninspiring loss. And I mean majorly uninspiring loss, to say the least, by the Phils last night. Certainly does not inspire, hey, let's be buyers. Yeah, let's be buyers. Give me a break. Look, we got a lot to get to today. Eagles in training camp in 4 days. NFL with a significant announcement regarding COVID-related policies and measures for the upcoming season. Of course, the Deshaun Watson thing still in the air. Howard Eskin with a pretty significant report with us yesterday. Well, I don't want to say report, but let's just call it an opinion based on what he's heard regarding the Eagles and Watson. We'll get to that. And the Olympics starting up today. An awful lot to do. We'll do it all with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Again, you can hop aboard the phone lines on all of this. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, bud.
Alfred Hitchcock was afraid of eggs.
That's odd.
Considered himself an ovophobe. Frightened of eggs. And I have a quote here from 1963.
A quote?
He explained this to an interviewer.
Okay.
I'm frightened of eggs. Worse than frightened, they revolt me. That white round thing without any holes. And when you break it inside, there's that yellow thing. Round, without any holes. Blood is jolly. Red. But egg yolk is yellow. Revolting.
Wow.
I've never tasted it.
Oh, I had egg for breakfast this morning.
Alfred Hitchcock.
That's very odd.
Master of suspense and terror and intrigue.
That's why he could so well. He lived with a certain degree of fear, and he could convey that on the screen.
Interesting theory right there,
Thank
Joe.
You. Yeah.
His fear of eggs caused him to become Alfred freaking Hitchcock.
Yeah,
I love it.
Takes one to know one. All right, let's do it. Lot to do here today. 215-592-9494. Look, we obviously want to get a lot of reaction on last night's Phillies game. We'll get to all the Eagles stuff. There's tons of stuff there, football. But let's start with the Phils, because I got to tell you, John, watching that game last night, John, that game last night was
sickening.
Miserable. It was lifeless.
Yeah.
It was a lifeless game by the – I mean, I could call it a lifeless effort. It was non-effort. It was terrible. Look, if I'm Dombrowski, I'm dead serious. I'm selling. Four out. I know four out's better than eight out. I'm selling, okay?
Let me
put it this way. I've seen enough to know that this team doesn't have it. They don't have it. They aren't making the playoffs. Even if they did, I don't think they're going to do anything meaningful in the playoffs, like win the World Series. Let me even back this up before we get – let me just say this. This group of Phillies players, like what I saw last night, this group of Phillies players doesn't deserve for Phillies upper management to believe in them to add players to this roster. They don't deserve it. I mean, like, what is adding at the trade deadline mean? If you really think about it, hey, to buy, to sell. What does being a buyer mean? It means that you have a group of players and you have a team that's close enough in the standings, which the Phillies are close enough, although they're not in a great spot, but close enough. But to really say, we can do this, we trust these guys, the guys need a little bit of help, and we're going to add to them. This team doesn't need a little bit of help. This team needs a ton of help, and I don't believe in these guys. John, this group doesn't deserve the trust. Why? Let me tell you why. Odubel Herrera last night, with a soft toss into second base in the first inning with a runner on third. Now, that runner never should have scored, but that was a disgraceful moment by Herrera, completely unaware of how to play baseball.
And I thought it was disgraceful by Andrew Knapp, too. And
that's not disgraceful. That's a physical mistake.
Not disgraceful, but he should make the play.
Pathetic.
But I agree with you. Not disgraceful.
He probably should have made the play. But
the ball was there.
There is a guy.
The play is there to be made.
Guy's
all you
got to
do is catch it and hold on to
it. I understand.
It's not a perfect throw.
I get it.
JT Realmuto makes that play.
He likely does. Listen, Andrew Knapp probably normally makes the play. He didn't. I mean, the runner never should have gone. But the runner goes because Herrera.
A terrible decision by him, and we were even worse.
Listen, Herrera with the soft toss, Odubel with the soft toss, that's just such bad baseball. Herrera,
but it's so Odubel Herrera.
Totally Odubel. Here's another one. Odubel last night, I don't know how many people caught this, how many people were even still watching at this point. Down 6-0. It's a ball in the outfield, a hit, guy scores. He bat flipped. Down 6-0.
Oh, see, I didn't pick up on that.
The team is down 6-0, and he bat flips on a hit to the outfield. That's a disgrace. And by the way, when I see the team doesn't deserve it, no one has gotten to him and say, hey, Odubel, don't do that. Girardi hasn't. Bryce hasn't. JT hasn't. McCutcheon.
You don't know that.
All right, let me give you another one. Well, they haven't stopped it. Let me give you another one.
There's a difference.
There is a difference. That was the implication of what I meant. They have not effectively stopped it. They may have talked to him. They have not effectively stopped it. Let me get to another one. Gene Segura last night. First inning. 0-0 game. Brave player Albies hits that double. They get the first out. Second batter, double. All right? What does Gene Segura do when Albies is you're playing the Phillies and the Braves. The division is up for grabs. Second place is literally on the line that night. What does Segura do? He goes back to playing patty cake with the opponent at second base during the game.
So what?
Patty cake.
Joe, you can be down on this team for playing crappy.
Segura's got to go.
No, that is ridiculous.
Segura's got to go, Joe.
Because he knows the player on the other team.
He's not a winning ball player.
And interacts with the player on the other team.
He's not a winner.
You're going to now say he's not a winning ball player? He's our best hitter this season.
And while he's got value.
He's having his best year as a Philly.
While he has value, and I was saying this, I was saying this in the last couple days, last couple weeks, while the Phillies have been in it. And I even said it when the Phillies were only, 2 out, I believe it was, 3 days ago or something. Trade Gene Segura while his value is highest. I can't wait till that guy's off this team. And then the others to consider, listen, McCutcheon.
You don't trade him because he talks to other players.
I trade him because I think because he talks to other players, it's a sign to me that this guy is not vested enough to win. He's not focused enough to win. He's
Freddie Freeman should be traded.
I want
talking to everyone on first base.
But there's a difference between talking to someone and playing patty cake at second base while the season hangs in the balance. It's a joke.
It's a joke that you're so hung up on that.
No, McCutcheon obviously is final year of his deal. I think you trade him to try to get something. You're not going to get much. Trade him. Didi, if I can get out from his contract next year, trade him. And then, of course, the others to consider. It gets more complicated. Whether it's a huge haul for Wheeler, whether it's Hoskins, I'm not saying I'm advocating all that. I'm open. I'm listening, but certainly McCutcheon, Didi, Segura for sure. Segura's got to go. John, that's where I am. I wake up after watching that game last night and say to myself, this group of players does not deserve for me if I'm Dave Dombrowski to. I don't believe in them enough. I don't trust them. So no, I'm not going to trade my very limited assets in the minor leagues to try to get a quality reliever to help these guys still miss the playoffs. So, no, don't add and actually don't hold. Sell. That's where I'm at.
Well, I disagree. I think you can make the playoffs. This team can be a winning ball club. Yes, they're struggling to find consistency. Yes, Matt Moore stinks, and we had to see him again last night. They need to add starting pitching. They need to add to this bullpen. Think about the fact our bullpen, man, bad. Just add an arm or two there. We're the fourth highest ERA in the NL. The fourth highest batting average against in the NL. That bullpen needs help. Most blown saves in the majors. Just give us a chance by adding an arm or two. I do not want to sell. Because we're too close. Before this 3-game losing streak that has you in give up on the Phillies mode.
It's just more of the same. It's what I would expect. They came right
back
to the
bat. We were 10-4 prior to this 3-game losing streak.
Yep.
This division is winnable. John Middleton just needs to spend across that luxury tax threshold. It's just such a simple factor. This is Dave Dombrowski's first trade deadline with the Phillies. Let's see that. Let's see why we signed him.
Well,
you know, you bring this guy in because he makes deals happen to make the team better. He can spend for the here and now and improve us enough to win the NL East. And then next year, hey, for John Middleton's sake, like you can back off of that, get back under the luxury tax, and then you've really only sacrificed $3 or $4 million in whatever that tax becomes.
I'd rather they do it next year than this year. I'll tell you this, John.
They can still make themselves better by adding pitching. Hamels.
Of course they can.
They just went and watched Cole Hamels. We need starting pitching. We need bullpen arms.
But let me address Cole, John. Okay, so I thought of Cole last night also. So while we're watching the Phillies, and Cole was being watched by the Phillies a couple days ago, so too Cole is watching the Phillies. I'm not saying every inning, every game. What I'm saying is if he's got an arm that can contribute, and hopefully he does. If you're Cole, why would you sign with the Phils? They're not going to make the playoffs. Talk about ramifications and implications of a performance like that last night. That was terrible. That was lifeless. If I'm Cole, I'm not signing with the Phils. And if I'm Dombrowski, I'm not believing in this group. And part of a general manager's
because
job.
Because of a bad game.
Well, John, here it's not just a bad game.
When you didn't play JT Realmuto.
It's 90 games.
When you're resting.
They're a 500 team. They're a 500.
They've had three bad games.
They've had
after a nice stretch.
They've had 90
where we all felt like, wow, this team's looking up.
Over 90 games, they are average. And yes.
Well, yeah, their record says that.
That's my point. And yes,
they can be better in the second half with a few pieces.
Well,
it's very simple.
I don't
moving
like
forward, this team will be better if you just do the simple spend across that threshold.
All right, let's see where everyone stands. I mean, a few things. Reaction specifically to last night. But then also, as we get closer and closer to the trade deadline, where are you now? Buy, sell, hold. Now, look, the Phils are four games out. They're behind the Mets, tied with the Braves now, or are the Braves half in front of
tied.
Them? Tied with the Braves. And so we'll ask you, do you agree with me that this group of players does not deserve to be believed in, that the Phillies should actually not add, should not buy, because you just don't believe in these guys? And I'd go as far as to say, yes, I would sell, because I just don't think they'll get it done. So why would I hold on some guys? And I'm telling you, you can't get rid of Segura fast enough. You just can't. 215, I don't care how much the
guy
hits.
Because he's talkative.
Because he's not a winning ball player, John.
Well, he's our best offensive player.
He's certainly one of the two or three best. He is. He's the highest batting average guy.
You want to sacrifice your chances to make the postseason because you don't like the fact that he's chatty.
I don't. It's not just chatty, John. John,
listen, I'm not saying I like
John,
everything about Gene Segura, but he is an essential part of this team. The recipe for this team to have success.
Let me just
ask
you
this. He's been dependable at the plate this year.
He's been very dependable.
He's been good for the most part defensively. He's a good baseball player. Yes, he has shortcomings. Yes, there are things that I don't adore about him.
Okay.
But we need him to make the postseason.
Look, I think you would have a heck of a hard time. You know, you're one of 11 offensive players on the field. If the wide receiver and the cornerback, before the wide receiver comes back to the huddle, and I know it's a little different, you got to hurry up in football because the clock's ticking for the play and all that. But if the wide receiver's messing around playful with the cornerback at the end of the play before the next play, I think that would bother you as a teammate.
It happens all the time.
John, it's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's ridiculous to you because I guess you don't understand that these people are human beings, that they're friends.
He's not.
That they know one another, that they are allowed to interact and talk.
They are allowed to interact and talk, but the fundamental thing he's supposed to be on the field is a competitor, and I don't see him being enough of a competitor. And I have long thought this Phillies team, there's a lot of reasons why they don't win. One of the main reasons is I don't think they are competitive enough, driven enough to get the job done. I don't believe in them, and I would sell them. I really would. I would get rid of players. 215-592-9494. Where do you stand? Let's go to Joe and Mayfair kicking us off. What's up, Joe?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. And this call is not going to be a friendly call, especially to the Phillies and the world that we live in right now. And if people don't see it, this is not a baseball-related issue. I'm going back to Adam Haseley. I'm going back to the rumors and the leakage of this locker room with the vaccine and COVID. You know, as soon as this report comes out that only half the locker room is vaccinated, they go up to New York and lay an egg. Their first game home last night, The team did not look like they cared. That is not baseball. This is not a baseball-related issue. It's a locker room issue. And when you have strong beliefs in vaccinations and the world we live in and politics or whatever you go, if you can't tell that last night's game was a team that did not want to play because of this story that comes out that only half the team, and when that story comes out, your starting pitcher that day is Aaron Nola, who laid an egg. That team is divided. They're not on the same page. And there's nothing a manager can do about pushing the right buttons when it's not baseball related.
Maybe.
That team last night was not baseball. It was not a baseball team last night.
It was terrible last night. Joe, tying it into Corona, you might be right. You might be wrong. You're definitely making a
– I don't believe I'm wrong, Joe. This is too long. And with Adam Haseley, beginning of the year, that's going to come out too. These young players are being forced and bullied to doing something they don't want to do, and he left.
Well, I don't know what happened with Haseley, and I don't make that assumption. I just don't. Let's go to Nick and Mullica.
Well, we do know it's a problem. I mean, we don't know exactly what happened. Yeah, I'm concerned about Adam Haseley.
You worry about him as a person. I mean, yeah. Joe's tying it into Corona. Maybe he's right. Maybe he's wrong. I don't know that. I'm not going to give that a ton of airtime. Like, I mean, he's saying Adam Haseley's being bullied. How does Joe?
Yeah, I don't know that.
How in the world does Joe know that? How do you know that? Enough of that phone call. And Joe's a good caller, but I mean, there's speculation, and then there's speculation that goes too far. Come on. Nick and Mullica Hill. Nick, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Nick.
So, John, I have to agree with you because, Joe, this team has flaws. Yes, but this team has shown areas of winning. Last night, the game was not great. No. But Matt Moore gives up those 6 runs in 3 innings. If he doesn't do that, we're not having this conversation. You understand what I mean by that? Like, this team has showed spots of winning, spots of trying, spots of putting in an effort to be a winning team. And just because Matt Moore can't pitch, I feel like these are all fixable issues. It's not the core of the team.
Well,
that has
couple things. First off, Nick, for what it's worth, and I'll just say something that's scary, but it's true. And I get your point. This is part of why you want to see a better player brought in and Matt Moore removed. But let me just say this. While Zach Eflin's out, Matt Moore's the 4th starter. Vince Velasquez is the 3rd starter. And there isn't a 5th starter. So, you know, that's not – I mean, that I know who knows. Maybe Eflin's back in 7 days, but maybe he's not. So you already had issues massive in the bullpen. You already had a 5th starter issue. Now you have a 4 starter issue. And I would go as far as to say you have a 3rd starter issue because Velasquez is currently your 3.
But, Joe, my thing is, who is in the minor leagues that's going to surpass these guys in coming years? Spencer Howard can't run the first base without getting winded.
Yeah.
I never understand this. The minor league guys, they don't have the potential that we want.
Yeah, but
Nick is a stud.
Well, look, they obviously don't have a ton of great minor leaguers, but I will say this. That also works, and appreciate the call. That also works, I believe, into the equation of whether the Phillies should be buyers or sellers because they don't have many guys that they can dangle to buy. So they're not probably going to be an effective buyer. And the very few guys they do have to give up, I don't want them to give up. So, you know, if you got to look at the whole puzzle. I mean, if you only have a couple of quality prospects, do you really want to trade one of them for a team that's probably not going to make the playoffs anyway? By the way, in particular when, I mean, the Phillies to me are a little bit like a leaking roof. You can solve one problem, you can fix the leak, you can put the bucket under the water draining down into your house, but then a different part of the roof leaks, and then you got to go get a second bucket. The Phillies need like 5 buckets.
Yes, you're not going to solve the defensive woes.
Defense,
they're going to be a bad defense
starting
all
pitcher
year.
And
but
relief pitcher.
You can help the bullpen problems, you can help the starting pitching problems by spending.
Well, you can help, but is it worth it? That's my point. Of course,
it's worth it if you can make the postseason.
I don't think they will. I mean, that's my basic point.
Okay, they're not going to be a great team. They'll be great enough. They'll be great enough to have a chance to win this division and make that second season.
Well, they have a
shot.
That's
what matters.
They do have a shot. I just don't believe in them to get it done. James, you got some news in there?
Yeah, some baseball news. We knew that it was potentially going to be happening, but the Cleveland Indians will be no more after this season.
Wow.
They will now be the Cleveland Guardians.
Well, I don't like the name.
I think it's horrible.
That's awful.
I mean, I'm fine with them changing it, obviously, but
yeah.
Guardians?
That's terrible.
The Cleveland Guardians.
Is that because Guardians of the Galaxy? Is
oh,
that,
I know.
Like,
no,
that's what the
no,
kids
no,
like?
No. I don't think so. I don't think they would.
But when you say the word has gained luster because
probably,
of that.
Probably, yeah, but I don't think it has anything to do with that.
Well,
my guess is it has Ians at the end. Like, the part of the name is the same, like D-I-A-N-S, like Indians. Guardians, my guess is that's why would be my guess, right? I mean, seriously,
maybe,
right?
Maybe. Awful. Absolutely awful.
Horrendous.
All right, let's go to Paul right now, Mantua. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Doing well, Paul.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to wrap my head around the Cleveland Guardians. That's a bizarre name. But anyway, regarding the Phillies, I would definitely be a seller. They've been an average baseball team for quite a few years now, and they're not like one or two pieces away. They've got so many holes all over the place that if you can get rid of some players and get some young talent and try to rebuild, you know, in your minor league system, because they're just, you know, years ago when the Phillies had a lot of success, they had one of the best minor league programs in all of baseball,
yep.
And they don't have that anymore.
Absolutely.
They don't. And they, you know, regardless, like you're chasing a bad division. And even if you get in, I mean, realistically, how far are they going to go? You look at the rest of the National League, you know, they're obviously not a wild card team because there's so many teams in the West and the
right.
Central that are just so much better than them. So
right.
At this point, you know, at this stage, past the All-Star break, yeah, they've shown signs of streakiness, and you know, but it's never all come together. And at the end of the day, pitching for years has been a big Achilles heel for them, and they got to find a way to really retool that and build that. I mean, they got some good players. They do. There's some good players on that team. I agree. Keep Segura, but there's some value in some of the other position players that you could get a couple of guys to help really rebuild their minor league system and just really just start from scratch. There's no sense of urgency. You want these guys to be successful, but it's just not there. The pitching is not there. And regardless if they put up 5-6 runs a game, you can't guarantee that pitching staff is going to keep the opponent down.
Well, a lot of times you can't, Paul. The only good thing Matt Moore did last night, and I will give him credit for this, is hang in there after those early runs and get you through the fourth, fifth, and sixth innings. So we actually basically salvaged the bullpen.
But did you have a problem with Girardi essentially conceding the game in the fifth inning there?
I did not.
You have runners on first and second, one out. Like, if you think about it, if they could score two runs there, it's 6-4 when you score two later.
I
like, I get you're saving the pen, but he pitched one more inning.
I know.
You know, I had a problem with that. Sitting in that game, watching that game, I was like, Joe Girardi is saying, all right, we lost.
Yeah, that is what he's saying.
And it happens. That happens in Major League Baseball. I get it, but it bothered me.
Listen, I can understand why you felt that way. I actually thought it was the right call. Let's just reset the bullpen for future days. But it's a, you know, manager's got to make a call there. And, James, you might be right. What you advocate could have been the right call. But I think enough damage had been done that it was pretty obvious the Phillies were probably going to lose that game. And I was okay just saying, all right, let's reset the bullpen for future days. 215-592-9494. You can react to all this. We'll get into all sorts of Eagle stuff. Training camp's coming up. Big NFL story regarding COVID and how they're handling protocols and all that stuff. We're going to hit it all. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.